This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back. Episode 66. And, dude, greatest live bets by both of us of all time.
It's a good call. Those were great calls, man. Kansas getting 8.5.
Halftime. And I live bet him, what, $20 for shits and gigs, the plus 300? I was like, hey, why not? We're not going to have we can't have a blowout in the national championship game, right?
Come on. Those games are never blowouts, dude. Vegas is never wrong. They knew that game was going to be that so much closer.
Yeah, dude. And you were almost locked him at +7. Have you got a point right before the tip off, dude?
It went back up to 8.5. I was like, dude, I told Gerald, free money, dude.
Dude, yeah, you never even sweat that bet, dude. They cut it to like 5 within the first 2 minutes.
Yep.
But props to Kansas. I mean, they did, like you said, they were the one seed that no one really was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said Baylor, they're not going to repeat. Who repeats? Not
Baylor's not going to repeat.
Kansas, they were the one that was no one was talking about. Everyone's talking about Gonzaga, Arizona. And
the stat still continues, dude. No team from the West is going to win the NCAA tournament. And who knows when the next one's going to be?
Who knows, man? I don't know.
We're going on 25 years now since the last West Coast team won a NCAA championship.
Unbelievable. I was hoping it was going to be UCLA, bro, but they had their chances. Congrats to Bill Self.
The injury bug got them, dude.
It did, but North Carolina, if I'm a North Carolina fan, dude, you beat Coach K's last two. Like, you beat him before at the end of the regular season what's it called? On the road. What's that called? What's their home court?
Cameron Indoor.
Yeah, exactly. Cameron Indoor. And then you took him out his last game. So I still think it's they were 8 seed. They made it all the way. Hubert Davis first year. I think it's all – I don't feel bad for UNC, do you?
Should they have been an 8 seed, though?
Well, I mean,
they have been an 8 seed is the question.
No, but they had a hell of a run. And do you feel bad? No.
I actually don't feel bad for them at all. I feel bad just for some of their players got hurt down the stretch, just twisted ankles and Love puffs throwing up on the court.
A lot of shit happened. But, dude, they won their Super Bowl against Duke. Everyone's going to remember that game. No one's going to remember this game. I mean,
that's
we will.
True. That's a good point. We'll remember that. That is a good point, though. I mean, come on. We're still talking about Coach K's final game losing to North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying.
Again,
I know. So, and Hubert Davis, he almost did, like, the impossible. That's never done before, right? First-year head coach to go all the way.
I think another coach has been there, but I think no coach has won at all.
Yeah, so they have made a hell of a run. But congrats to Courtney. She almost went wire to wire. I mean, at the end, James took the lead, but good for her.
Sorry, Ann Taps. Sorry, James, dude.
That's a
bad beat. That's a bad beat.
On Saturday, that's a bad beat. Make your free throws, dude. James would have hit him for sure.
Your free throws.
That wraps up college basketball, right? I mean, I think UCLA, the odds, they're top four. I know we said their run might be done, but they're already like top four odds to win it next year.
I don't see a lot of those players coming back. That's the only thing.
Yeah, we'll see. It's too early to talk about.
I don't know how many
of them
are going
to
come back. Because I know Kansas, they already have opening as the favorite to win it. Mm-hmm. I believe Gonzaga is the second favorite. So,
yeah.
It's too early.
We'll see. Yeah, it's too early. March Madness was amazing. That was awesome. Like usual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong. Congrats to Kansas. Hey, Remy Martin, that guy, I didn't even know until yesterday. He's a Burbank legend.
Burbank legend wins a national title.
There you go, bro. Beast.
Fucking crossing fools over at Olive Court to play on the big stage.
Legend, bro. All right, what else we have? That's wraps up college basketball. That was a fun season. Yeah. Did the best team win?
Bring on women's college softball now.
Yeah, or women's. Who won women's college? South Carolina. Congrats,
South Carolina.
There you
go. Great job.
Good job, Gamecocks. Where do you want to? Where should we get it? There's so much to talk about, man. But let's get into like we talked about last week. Tiger is back. I don't know. He's back. He announced today he's gonna play.
Tiger is officially back, ladies and gentlemen. You're right, it sounds like he did play the three par with his son.
Yep.
Don't think he's playing the actual game, the actual three par.
He's not, right?
He's not. He can't. I don't see him doing it.
Yeah.
He's got to save it for
we
Thursday.
We need to see Charlie out there, dude.
True, but he was already a question mark for the tournament.
Yeah.
I can't see him out there. He's gonna play. He'll play another Masters, and he'll get to play one with his son. I think right now you got to go all in for Thursday.
I love it, man.
You got to make this cut, dude.
Tees off at 7:30. I know it's +120. It's probably like even now, but I locked it in right away. +120 to make the cut. You got it, right? Come on.
He's got to make the cut. If he doesn't make the cut, I think it's gonna be question marks.
You know what's hilarious?
Played.
Yeah, you know what's hilarious, bro, dude. Like all the players were saying, these are practice rounds. You see the gallery. Monday, Tuesday.
Oh my god. But did you also see the video of him just completely shanking putts left and right?
Really? Oh well, yeah, that's gonna be an issue. But they said he's hitting darts, dude. So
there's a video of him, dude. He can't get close to the pin. It almost looked like
I've never been so pumped for the Masters, man. I mean, this is awesome. He's back. And like you said he's not going to play if he doesn't think he's a win. What the reporter asked him, do you think you win? I mean, he's not going to say anything else, but
he said, I think that's what he was waiting on. I think that's what the decision in his head was. He was trying to figure it out. And I think after he played that round, because he said he played 28 holes.
Yeah,
I think, 27 holes. Yeah, 27 holes, including the par three. I think that's what he wanted to see. Okay, I just played. Because everybody knows you're not sore. You're not the most sore the next day. You're the most sore 2 days after.
Yep, and this is a good sign because this is like the course with all the hills, and that's when one thing he's like, dude, I'm not worried about my golf game. It's just the walking. So that means I think he's going to play all the majors this year, dude, because that's not – no course is like this, you know, with the hills.
He will play all the majors, but I'm concerned for this one. Okay, I think he's going to come out strong on Thursday. Mm-hmm. How is he going to last for 4 days, though? You know what I mean? If he gets to Sunday and he's in the mix – are we going to start to see some of the, you know, the pain and some of those things pop up, and it's going to cost him?
Yeah. Cause then he'll be playing. Oh, well, how many holes by then? Fucking 54 by then. And then, oh man. Yeah. So, or no. How many would he be playing? Yeah. 54. Yeah. 54 after three rounds. If he's in the mix, it's like, damn, by round four, Jesus. I don't know.
He's not getting the cart exemption.
No one. Yeah. No, no one cares. The one good thing, no one even knows that Phil's not going to be in there now, right?
So I still do, only because I love Phil.
But no, I love Phil too, but now nobody cares. Yeah, nobody cares now. Where do you think? We got to give a prediction. Where do you think? I think he makes the cut. I locked in that bet, but do you think he's going to be in the mix, dude? What are you thinking?
I think he makes the cut, no doubt. I don't see a top 10 finish is what I'm saying. I don't see a top 10 finish for him.
You don't see a top 10.
No, because I just think the question marks of him, whether he was even going to play or not. The video I saw him of the short game in and around the hole in the green did not look great. He's going to have to fix that. And the Masters ain't the place to fix it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he knows that course, though. So, no, it's tough to come back and then top 10, but he's going to make the cut. So we locked in that bet.
Here's the thing, though. Also, there's so many guys right now who are just so hot. There's a lot of guys in the tour who are just on fire right now.
Like we said,
can he come in and do it from cold?
It would be
one of the greatest sports stories in the history of sports, right?
Yeah, it would be for sure, dude.
If he wins this,
what's his odds right now? 50-1. Oh, I threw $10 on that too, just for shits and gigs, right? You got to, because if I don't throw $10 on that, you're missing out on $500. I'd be sick if he wins. Yeah. But let's talk about some of the guys that you think. I mean, I know who do you think? Let's give like some long shots. Any guys up? I don't know. What are some of the odds that you're seeing? Any guys that you like? You gonna go with Hovland again, or?
I mean, let's get it out of the way right now. It's how hard is it to repeat?
So we're throwing him out.
Matsuyama,
and he just withdrew last week with his neck. So I mean,
exactly. So I think
his dinner menu is a hell of a dinner menu. You saw that though, right?
What is the dinner menu? Tell me. I think it was
ribeye, and then I was reading it the other day, but it's all the players are like, it sounds amazing. Sushi, sushi to start.
A little surf and turf, ribeye and sushi.
Yeah, bro. Gerald needs to be there.
You know, if I'm going with an American right now, I said at the last tournament, I love the way Cantlay's playing.
Yes, I see that. I was gonna say him. Let's give some of the guys like at the beginning. Like I would go, you got to take speed. He's always money here, right? 19-1. Xander choking
again on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. Like Xander 24-1, and then like long shots.
What's Hovland at right now?
Hovland's 19-1. That's a great number too.
I kind of like that actually. I like Hovland. What's Cantlay?
Cantlay is 22-1.
Hmm.
Lock in three guys for me. I'll lock in three as well. Give me three guys. Give me three guys.
I'm going to go Hovland, Cantlay.
And.
God, I'm feeling somebody who's just kind of like not on the radar.
A long shot. Down. That's what I'm looking down here.
What's Finau at?
Ooh, he is 48-1. I love it.
I'll take what the hell. Give me Finau.
Finau?
Yeah.
Give me. I always got to take Brooks in these, bro. Brooks 19-1. Give me Xander 24-1, and a long shot that I like. Tyrell Hatton 55-1. Let's go.
Hatton,
bro. Let's go.
55-1. Wow,
dude. Yeah, we got to take some long shots here, right?
Yeah,
but that's I do like your
Finau. Finau's my Finau, that's long shot.
Okay. Yeah, no one's really talking about him, but dude, I think last year he finished like top 10 here. Seems like he always does the majors.
That's why I feel like Cantlay and Hovland right now, those guys have been on fire.
Those guys are, yep.
I'm pumped.
I just can't wait for the see the old guys hit it off the first tee, man, and then hear Nance. I mean, this is Nance.
We just gotta say, dude, what's the gallery gonna be like with Tiger? It's going to be massive, right? What's a ticket going for right now?
I don't know, but you ever see the menu that how cheap everything is? Like the $5 beer. No, $5 beer is like the whole time because they said it's that hard to get a ticket. So once you're in, everything's $5. You also can't have your phone. Kind of suck without your phone, huh? Can't record shit.
Gonna walk everywhere. Idiots.
I'd rather watch it on the couch, right?
Yeah, totally. I think, who is it, CBS? They still do the stream where you can get like different holes all in one.
Oh yeah, you get the Masters app. I just downloaded that yesterday. Yeah. You get the Amen Corner. You get it all. And then, I don't know, I'm pumped, man. Dude, it's Masters.
I'm very pumped for it.
I just want Tiger to be in contention. Oh my gosh, man, dude.
He makes the cut. I just don't know. I don't see a top 10 finish right now.
It would be too soon. Like you said, it'd be one of the greatest sports. Like, dude, he's.
Would you be surprised?
Because it is Tiger. I mean, we'd be a little surprised but dude, at the end of the day, we're like, okay, that's Tiger. That's just who he is.
I would be a little bit surprised because this isn't Tiger from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I don't know what's left in the tank for him, dude. We want to see him out there. We want to see him do well. We want to see him be in contention. I hate to say this to you. You're going to hate me because I know how much of a Tiger guy you are. I don't know if he wins another major.
We were talking about that yesterday at the yard. I was like, you don't think so.
Well, I don't know if he wins another major.
I hope you're wrong, dude.
I hope I'm wrong too. I just don't know if he wins another major.
All right. Well, I'll pretend you didn't say that.
He's being held together by just six braces and some Bengay. Just he's got so many.
Well, here's the
issues.
Thing. Is he single?
The back, the leg.
Is he dabbling right now or is he still with the ladies? That's the thing. If he's single right now and dabbling, then maybe he's going to start winning again, dude, right?
Well, I think if he's dabbling, it's for the better.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. So, go Tiger. Those are our picks. I mean, hey, fade or go with this, dude. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever you do, you. We want to hear your Masters. Give us on the comment section your Masters picks when we post the clip, for sure. We could do another contest? No contest.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one for sure. Let's get in. Before we get into, let's talk pucks on net, dude. I know that was a bad loss yesterday, but that's a hell of a road trip. Hell of a road trip, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, kids. And I think we're going to be fine. We're not hitting the panic button whatsoever yet. Dude, we can technically still catch Calgary. Even with that loss, we can still catch them.
Because there's a ton of games left, right?
Exactly.
I mean, all the rest of April.
The problem is, here's
what's the problem
is the that problem? Edmonton and Vegas are just hot on our tail. We need,
yeah,
maybe right now the thought isn't try to catch the Flames. The thought is just stay ahead of Edmonton.
Just stay afloat. Just get in. Hey, once you get in, that's all you need, man. Just get in.
We need to beat Edmonton Thursday night. That's a huge game.
Huge game, right? Because they're chasing us.
Oh yeah, and they're right behind us. They're right on our tail. Edmonton's 1 point back right now. And let's see, do they have a game in hand? I believe they do. Yes, currently Edmonton's playing right now against the Sharks.
Right now, first round, we'd be playing Edmonton, huh?
Correct.
Damn, bro.
So, I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but come on, Sharks. We need the Sharks to beat Edmonton first
right now. But Vegas is in right now, too. So, who could kick us out? Not Vegas or Edmonton, right? Who's chasing us?
It would go to the wild card. Vegas and Edmonton, they're both chasing us. But we don't want it. We don't want the wild card spot.
Oh, we don't want the wild. Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, because right now, if we fell into the wild card spot, that'd be an even worse situation because that is completely bundled up.
Okay.
Nashville, Dallas, Winnipeg. We do not want to fall.
Card. So let's stay afloat. Hey, hell of a road trip. That's awesome, dude. I remember we looked at the schedule. Like, dude, we're lucky if we win. They end up winning. What they beat.
Two of the three, I think.
Two or three, yeah. So that's good. So we got Edmonton, and then we got who? Do we play any easy teams soon? Jesus, man.
That's the problem, dude. We have one. We have a tough schedule remaining. That's the problem. It's a little bit scary. I'm trying to pull it up right now, but I know it was not pretty.
Oh, then we're at the Wild? Jesus, man. They're good.
So we got Minnesota. We got Colorado still. I think the good news is, though, is actually, you know, I take it back. From our remaining games, I think we only play like three playoff contention teams.
Okay.
We play Chicago twice. You got to beat Chicago twice.
Got it.
We still got Seattle. We cannot drop another game to Seattle. Like, can't we lose 6-1.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
We still got Vancouver. Okay. So mainly the biggest games we have left are Edmonton, Minnesota, Colorado. The other thing is we got Anaheim twice, and Anaheim, obviously, it's like the Clippers playing the Lakers. The Clippers always step up.
Yeah,
the Lakers.
It's not
Anaheim.
Even when Anaheim down, of course they want to kick us out of the play. Of course, that's exactly. Doesn't matter if they're the best team or the worst team. It's going to be a dogfight for sure.
I can see this coming down to the final couple games. It's going to be a tight race because honestly, right now, here's the problem. Like, for example, we just lost to Calgary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton and Vegas combined have won their last 9 straight games.
Are you serious?
Those two teams are on fire right now, dude. Oh,
Jesus, man. We gotta stay hot, dude. Fuck.
Actually, I'm looking at it right now. They are the two hottest teams in hockey right now. Oh, Oilers shit. And Knights have the longest winning streaks in hockey right now. So
unbelievable. All right. So pucks on net, and let's get that winning on Thursday. And let's keep it going, bro. I mean,
we still got to get a couple guys healthy too. That's true. We got to get a couple guys healthy.
But like we also said, the fact that we're in this position this year is awesome. Like, we didn't expect much, and they're right there.
Mm-hmm. So
let's get them before we end with the shitty that we've been talking about all year. Let's talk quick Dodgers. Quick Dodgers. We didn't do the pod. The news broke after our pod. But Kimbrel, what do you think? I mean, we'll miss Pollock. We'll miss his bat, but. We also kind of said that he was mostly gonna be a DH. Someone had to go. We have enough depth, you know what I mean?
I think we're fine, yeah.
Yeah. So I like the move, but what Kimber are we gonna get? Because this guy.
And that's the thing. Here's why I like the move.
Yeah.
We had an old guy in Pollock,
mm-hmm.
and an old guy in Kimbrel. Which old guy position do we need to fill worse? Needed the bullpen. Exactly. We needed the pitcher.
Yeah, of course.
I'm fine getting rid of Pollock to get Kimbrel.
We'll miss Pollock's bat, but he always got hurt too. But we still love mm-hmm. Pollock. Yeah. But yeah, Kimbrel, I mean, this guy, we're talking about one of the best closers. It was like a decade ago, he was, right? Or
even a little earlier than that.
Yeah. Either way, he's had a rough spring, but that's what I'm going to go into. So Dodgers had a rough spring, dude. And last year, Buehler's spring was 7 ERA, and then he ended his full season at 2 area. Dude, does it like, I know Dodgers, some Dodger fans are freaking out. I'm seeing Twitter. Are you concerned about any, like, who are you concerned about besides Bellinger?
To be honest, I mean, I know we just said in the group text, why have we not given Turner a long-term deal? Yeah. I think Turner's age, I think we started to see Turner's age become a factor towards the tail end of last season, and then obviously with the injury into the postseason. I'm not going to lie, Turner worries me a little bit.
Justin Turner. Okay, not Trey.
Justin Turner. Yeah, sorry.
Edgar. Edgar was probably talking about Trey, but I think we'll eventually sign him, right, after this. We gave him, mm-hmm. We're paying him $20 million this year, right, Trey?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll sign. Okay. But we'll Justin, sign him. We have to You're sign worried him. About Justin, but I think he'll be – I like that he could just be our full-time – because his defense, obviously, is a great third base. His defense has kind of gone downhill the last couple of years.
I think he's just starting – Father Time.
Oh, yeah, of course. But if he just DHs, I'm fine with that, right? We need
just stick Taylor?
Well, so you were saying that. So after we traded Pollock, you think Taylor just – he's be in left field a lot, right?
I think Taylor's gonna be close to an every single day guy.
Taylor, Bellinger, Mookie. That defense right there is mm-hmm. unbelievable. And then Lux, where you could put Lux wherever, outfield, infield.
Lux is another one, dude. Lux, it's time to, put up or shut up. I think Lux needs to step up big time this year.
Well, it shows how much they believe him, because remember, he was on the trading block, but instead they got rid of Beatty and they kept Lux.
Can he handle the pressure? Because he needs to be the guy this year. He's going to have to step up big time. I'm telling you right now, the guys I'm not worried about, I think Mookie has a bounce back here.
Yeah.
I think Mookie's back to regular Mookie. I'm super excited for Freddie Freeman, because we know what we're getting with Freddie Freeman every day.
Yep.
I'm expecting big, big things from Will Smith.
Yes.
I love Will Smith, of course. Behind the dish. Trey Turner, guys.
You know what you're going to get.
He could be the MVP. He's the early... I feel like leader for MVP.
Of course.
Bellinger's
going to be streaky. We'll see.
I think Bellinger, we're going to have to hide in the lineup. I think if Bellinger's batting anything higher than seventh in the lineup, it's a mistake on Roberts' part. With this lineup, Bellinger should not be batting anywhere close to the heart of the lineup.
I agree, man. It just take the pressure off of him. Obviously, we need him out there for his defense. And then Muncy, he's good for 30 this year. Just stay healthy. That mm-hmm. was a freak accident last year. Dude, that's fucking at the worst timing.
It was. But yeah, I'm gonna say that my biggest worries are probably Bellinger, but I think we can hide Bellinger. And I'm just worried about
Justin Turner. I have faith in Betts too, but people I've been seeing they're kind of like, dude, are we ever gonna get the Mookie of Boston? Like, I'm not worried about him, but I'm just saying, like, we are paying him a bunch. So, like, I want him to let's go.
Well, don't forget it. In the bubble season, when we were playing Tampa, he was on fire in that World Series, right? Yeah. He couldn't be put out.
Okay.
He was not. And then it was right after that, it kind of started to go slowly downhill.
Yeah. But
I think he's fine. There's still too much talent there. He's still at a prime age. I think he's going to be fine.
Me too. I hope so.
And here's the thing, dude. Yeah. What is spring training ever done? What have we ever taken from spring training? The only thing that does worry me about this spring training, we actually are dead last in the Cactus League standings, I believe. The one thing that does worry me is that Oakland is actually ahead of us by one game.
Are they?
And Oakland might be one of the worst teams in history of baseball this year. I don't even know if Oakland gets to 50
wins because they're a fire sale. They just traded another pitch. Yeah, it's whole fire sale. But
what is the over-under in Oakland wins?
I don't know. Hammer the over. Even though, but don't they have good farm system? I bet you they'll find another match.
Take the under.
Yeah, I know.
Oakland does not get to 50 wins this season, I'm thinking. It's going to be bad. It's going to be a very, very long year in Oakland.
And it sucks because they produce so many great guys there, but they just can't afford them.
I wonder if this is a precursor for them to be able to get out of Oakland, the city, yeah, and go to Vegas.
Any player that plays in Oakland, they said, this is the worst stadium ever. It's a dump, dude.
No offense. It's terrible.
Yeah. But, I mean, what do you think of how about the former Yankee legend, Patances? Dude, I kind of like the risk. Why not?
What's the minor league? He was signed to a AAA?
For shits and gigs, dude, right? I mean, if he goes back to – I know he doesn't throw as hard, but you never know, right?
Mm-hmm. Those were the years when he was on Yankees. Oh, I know. Dude. What was the other tall, skinny guy that was with them out there? Oh, the flamethrower. I can't think of his name right now, but it'll come to me.
I know.
They were the setup guys. They were 7-8, and then it was Chapman and
dude. Once the seventh inning came, he's like, "Oh, this game's over for sure."
Yep.
Speaking of the Yankees, did you see? the jokes. They said. We had a championship team that year. Astros didn't cheat. Do they realize that they would have still had to beat us? Who said that? Cashman. Dude, Cashman, get out of here.
Shut up, Cashman. Cashman's trying to stay relevant. He's because he's making terrible, shitty deals right now.
He said we would have won that year. It's like, yeah, but Dodgers took him to – dude, get out of here, Cashman, bro.
Yeah, stop living in the past, bro. This was how many years ago? Put together a team right now that can actually stay healthy on the field. Come on.
I know. How about you pay Stanton another $20 million a year?
Yeah. keep on making those horrible moves.
So where do you I know we're going to be biased and say, of course, we're going to win the West and we'll be right back in the – or not right back in the World Series. We'll make the World Series. Right? What do you think, dude? I mean, who are you scared of? I mean, I'm kind of scared of the Braves. We know Giants – I'm not worried about Giants or Padres in the division, are you? Even though Padres pitching kind of looks good these days. But
I'm not – I'll tell you right now, I'm not worried about the Giants at all this year. Yeah. I'm worried about the Braves. The Braves worry me. If I had to pick some other teams, I think – Milwaukee's pitching, if Milwaukee can hit, figure out the hitting,
because they're both,
if they can get old Yelich from 2-3 years ago, Milwaukee will be in the mix because that pitching is just too dominant. So they worry me, but I don't think they'll be able to hit our staff.
No,
that's the problem. Their hitting is just not good enough.
The Cardinals,
no, too old.
Like he said, like
when you're relying on Wainwright and you're relying on Yachty and Pujols. And what's his face at third base still? These guys are too old.
Oh, Arenado. At this point. Yeah.
Arenado.
I mean, it's now or never. Like we also said, like Dave Roberts, like if he's gonna be in the hot seat if we don't win in one of these next 2 years, right? Like there's no excuse this year. There's no excuse.
The Padres, I think the Padres have a better year this year than they did last year, because how many games back they finished? 20 games back or something?
20 games, atrocious. Man, they were talking a lot of shit, dude.
No way that happens again this year. I think they finished closer. But I think Atlanta is still good, dude. They lost Freeman.
How many years have we met in a row in the playoffs, Atlanta? I think like the last 4 years or maybe three.
Two or three.
I think that's going to be the NLCS, don't you? I mean, who else? Like you said, maybe Brewers, maybe, but I don't know, man. A lot of shit happens.
Oh yeah, Mets. The Mets will figure a way to screw it. The Mets, count them out already. Mets will figure a way to fuck it up. The Phillies, I don't trust that starting pitching. The Phillies lineup,
offense. Okay, we'll give them that.
Scary. But
when is ever, dude? You gotta have pitching when it matters, dude.
Yeah, I do not trust Nola. I do not trust Wheeler. No way. Sorry.
No way.
Their pitching is not gonna get them there. So I think the Braves have an easy chance to win that division. I'm actually worried. I'm telling you right now, I've been saying it for a while. Toronto, dude.
Toronto. Oh, yeah. So who do you think we're going to meet? So obviously we're going to say Dodgers. I know you say the like with the whole Central thing, but I think it's going to be Dodgers, White Sox, dude. Toronto?
This could be the White Sox year. I do like Toronto a lot. I like Toronto a lot. I like what they've done. The team that they've built, these young guys right now, Bichette, Vladdy.
That lineup is, that lineup's looking brutal.
They have some decent pitching that's under the radar. Yep. These guys can throw, though.
Yeah, they do.
And our boy Ryu still up there.
Yep. Yeah, so you think right now, we're recording it now, you're going to say Dodgers. It's too early. It's a whole long season, but it's fun to give out predictions.
It is, but this is when you put your future bets in, you know? You got to put a futures bet in right now. I'm going Dodgers-Toronto. And I am excited for this. So we'll make this prediction also, because this has always been my American League team. Mariners make the playoffs this year. Mariners finally get in the playoffs is what I'm calling.
They made a lot of good moves, man. I like that. I like that prediction. And how about Angels? They think they won the World Series over the spring because they're playing well and they beat us. Dude, the Syndergaard's already talking a lot of shit. It's like, what have you guys done, bro? You guys had all.
I can't figure out that team, dude. I just can't figure out that team.
I can't figure. But we did say, yeah, on paper they look amazing every year. But then what? All of a sudden they're 10 games out of, like, I don't know. Their pitching never holds up. We'll see. Do you think Syndergaard would?
They have such a decent lineup. They have a very solid offensive lineup. They got two ace pitchers. They just need that third extra pitcher. They have a great closer in Iglesias. I mean, probably on the tail end of his prime, so it's now or never with him. And dude, don't get me wrong, they got a phenomenal manager.
Of course, I know.
Joe Maddon.
I know. No, but we'll see. I mean, if they want to, hey, I'll take a Dodgers Angels World Series. Who can, yeah, I love it. But
they just got to stay healthy, though. Trout's got to stay healthy. Yeah. Rendon's got to stay healthy. Syndergaard's got to stay. These guys all got to stay healthy. That's the thing.
Yeah, they're kind of like the – we were also saying, like, they're kind of like the Clippers, man. Like, they're cursed, too. Angels are – oh, even though they won – how long ago did they win the two rings?
2002. Only one ring. One ring, bro. Just one ring.
Oh, hey, that team was legendary, though. Erstad? Eckstein?
2002. Eckstein, yeah.
Legend. Legend. I'm pumped, man. I mean, I can't wait for the season Friday at 1 p.m. Bueller. We're hammering him, right? Are we going to hammer him?
Bueller. It's in Colorado. I'm already at the ifs.
I think they beat us last year in Colorado. Was that 2 years ago? I don't know.
It was last year.
It was like, yeah, we lost. Kershaw got shelled, I think.
It was last year.
Actually, talking about Kershaw, dude, not going back to spring training, but dude, Kershaw is looking great out there, man. But
again, spring training.
I know. But you like to see it. You don't, you know.
I love it. I think we're meeting up for Thursday night. Are we still yes. doing Thursday
I
night?
I wish Dodgers, yeah, I'm down. I wish Dodgers played that. Fuck, God damn it.
And then you're gonna be cooler if they did.
Yeah, for sure. So I think, you know what they're probably on their mind is like, Giants, dude, let's just step on the gas right away. Let's get a hot start and just go wire to wire, win the division, right?
Yeah, I think the division's ours. I don't last see year any was team scary. Fight. Yeah.
I know. I agree. Last year was scary. Dude, we had to do the play to win the playoff. They don't want to do that. Just go wire to wire, dude. Don't look back. Beat up on the Rockies all year. Beat up on the Diamondbacks, and then
we need. I hate to say it, but you know what we have to do. I think we need to preserve guys too. I think if we can get a spot to give guys days off, I think he needs to be focusing on the longevity of this team right now.
Yeah, the roster's pretty set now, right? Jake Lamb did not make it, but Rios made it, right?
Roster's set. We got to get these guys to October. They're going to get to October. The team is going to get to October. We need to get individual guys to October now at this point. Kershaw's always good for an IL, DL, whatever they call it now, stint. Let him get that one out of the way. You know, Turner worries me. But
May will be huge when he comes. What are they saying about May? He comes back in like June or something?
Yeah.
That's going to be huge.
Another one.
Yeah. I'm pumped.
We'll be fine. I'm not worried.
Long season, boys. Long season.
Got to play 162 for a reason.
Yeah. I was pumped to have him back, though. And then we're talking about Dodgers starting this season. Let's talk about the end of the season. Your Los Angeles Lakers, bro. Even though it's not technically they're not eliminated yet, but they could be tonight.
Within about 2 hours.
2 hours, because – I mean, where do you even want to start? Okay, so Vogel's done, right? The reports are he's going to be out. Dude, I don't want Rambis, dude. No Rambis. The two ones that they're saying what? They're saying either Doc Rivers. I don't want Rivers. Doc Rivers. Dude, do you? I don't want Doc Rivers.
No.
But will LeBron listen to him? Probably.
No. Yeah.
Quinn Snyder. I've always liked Quinn Snyder on Utah. He's always been an underrated coach. He's always has Utah there. But
I'm going to say this again, though. I'm going to say this again, and I've been saying it, dude. This is not Frank's fault, I don't think. Frank is the captain of the ship, and I understand the captain goes down with the ship. But honestly, Frank got done dirty on this one, I think. You know?
Yeah, because you know what happened is that the players took – AD and LeBron took over, and they said, we want Westbrook, even though we could have DeRozan. And that's and now we see Westbrook. This has been a disaster. Not all Westbrook's fault, because our team's kind of shitty too, but it's been a disaster.
I don't think it's just been this year. Yes, we got a ring with these guys, but don't forget, before COVID, how horrible were the Lakers doing that year?
Well, yeah, LeBron's first year, they didn't make playoffs, right? But then he got hurt, right?
Correct. But I'm talking about the COVID year. So what was that? 2020, when we won in the bubble.
Yeah. How were they
before doing? Before COVID hit, the Lakers were doing terrible.
And then they just got... They got hot,
the bubble.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have this bubble ring that, whatever you want to call it, a real ring, a fake ring. It was in the bubble, no fans, didn't have to travel anywhere.
If you're a Laker hater, you're going to say it's not a real ring. But they, dude, any other fan base, if their team won, they would say it's a real ring. But
we cannot judge that one ring and say this whole entire experiment with AD and LeBron has been positive.
Because really, if you have those two guys, you hope for two. And it's kind of been 2 years without the playoffs, first round exit, and just one ring. So, yeah, it's true.
People are calling me crazy, dude. People are calling me crazy. I think the LeBron AD era is done. It's over. I think it needs to blow up. I think we need to one of those guys has to leave.
Who knows what's going to happen, but they said they're going to build around those two still next year, and they're going to hopefully they'll be healthy. But when is AD ever healthy? You see what he also said? He's like, if we were healthy this year, we would have been a force. But I was like, everyone goes through injuries. Of course,
you're not going to be healthy.
You're not going to be healthy, dude. So I don't know. It's like, it just seems like an excuse. He's like, healthy. It's like, okay, but we're on year four of you guys. What was this, year four together?
Yeah.
First round exit, two missed playoffs, and what a Mickey Mouse ring, they like to call it, but whatever.
I told you, I don't think this is Frank's fault, dude. Frank's getting the shaft here. I think this is Rob's fault, dude.
Which
Rob,
coaches?
You put Rob, this together.
Rob, you're the GM. You can't let the players dictate. Say, if you don't want Westbrook, dude, get DeRozan. What's wrong with DeRozan? That would have been perfect. But
this is his experiment, dude. This is his experiment. Rob needs to be on the hook for this. Does this experiment go this tragically horrible?
Dude, if we gave him,
Magic is still there.
Oh, well, speaking of Magic, I know we were talking a little bit before the show, but a lot of what he says is, I don't know, he's kind of did us 32, Magic. But you said you think, but then the reason Magic left because you think he butt heads with Pelinka, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I think Rob pushed him out the door, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of, he left so quick, but without
I think Jeannie, Rob that was pushed kind of, him yeah, out the door. Know. And now, look, Rob has put this experiment together this year with all these guys who are the average age is 40 almost. Dude, I don't think this would have happened under Magic's watch.
Bro, we
wouldn't have seen a season like this year under Magic's watch.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. There were 16 games under 500. We can't even make the play-in game. They give us a 10 seed. We can't even make the 10 seed. The Spurs were trying to tank this year, like I was telling you, and they're gonna make it.
And the Spurs are.
What's the score, bro?
They're up 11 right now with 8 to go. The Spurs are up 11, and surprisingly, the Lakers are actually up by 3.
What?
In Phoenix, yeah.
Oh,
shit. Dwight Howard, 6 points.
Oh, he's back, dude. That's another guy, Dwight, dude. Dwight Mello, you think? Oh god. And then remember, we always say this, dude. Remember when we were banking on Trevor Ariza?
What were we thinking?
I'm not sure what we were thinking.
We should go back and delete some of those pods.
Yeah, we got to delete. Remember, like, oh, Ariza will be back. Look how bad he was. What a disaster of the year. Let's just
end the season. Yeah, just end the season. End the season.
Yeah,
end the season.
I mean, LeBron's not. You know, LeBron's done too. Remember, if his ankle, he's probably be able to play if we're. He's done with it too. I think it's all.
They're all over it, dude. And this is the last time I think we're going to see this team together. Thank God. I honestly drop a grenade in this team. Drop a grenade on this team and start from scratch.
I think Westbrook and obviously Vogel are going to be gone. I think we're going to have AD and LeBron again, but we'll see. No Doc Rivers, no Rambis. I'm down for Quinn Snyder. And then, dude, maybe your boy Phil. Phil's back.
They're trying to bring it back, dude. Let LeBron just coach the team.
Let LeBron coach the team.
This is stupid. What are some of the most useless things in the NBA?
You know,
head coach of LeBron, first round playoffs, like taking half the league into the playoffs. Like, dude, let LeBron coach the damn team.
One thing before we end this Laker talk, if they were going to get rid of Vogel, because, dude, Jason Kidd's up for coach of the year. And Jason Kidd was the assistant coach. How come they didn't just get rid of Vogel last year and have Kidd take over? Because, dude, that would have been nice.
Because Rob Pelinka is not a good GM.
Yeah.
This is why I keep on saying, dude, the problems start and end with Rob.
I know.
And people Laker fans don't want to accept that because it's like, oh, Rob and Kobe. Just because he was Kobe's guy doesn't mean he's a good guy.
That doesn't mean he's a good GM. Yeah, just because, it was Kobe's agent doesn't make him a good GM. I know.
Yep. I think that's the problem. Laker fans are being too sentimental right now. Laker fans are still, I think, in this shock and awe of, like, how did this happen? How did it get this bad? But they don't want to accept the fact, dude. You might have to part ways with LeBron or AD. One of them's got to go. Two of the three got
to
go.
It's going to be interesting offseason. It's going to be real interesting. I'm just glad we don't have to talk about him a little bit, but I'm sure there's going to be so many headlines during the offseason that we'll probably keep talking about him.
That's when the gossip's going to start. That's when the gossip's going to start. The minute Frank's out the door, you're going to hear LeBron talking and being like,
for sure. He'll be in Cancun next week with Chris Paul. He'll be with Melo and D Wade. He'll be
the minute Frank and Westbrook are gone. You're going to hear LeBron's mouth open up a lot.
He's going to, yeah, for sure. Did we, Did we talk? We did talk World Cup. Yeah, they're in. USA's in. We talked about that. Do you want to talk Champions League? I watched today. Did you?
But the draw of that World Cup, though, Jesus. Could have done without that first hour and a half.
That was, come on, bro. You made me watch my first ever World Cup draw. And
I didn't know it was going to be like
that. It's an hour in. I'm like, are they ever going to pick the teams? And then remember, you're like, dude, why are they picking the red balls? We already know what group they're going to be
in. Yeah, we already know the placement of the pot A, pot one. Like, oh, made no sense. God,
what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Qataris. Geez, dude. You know what, though? I will say, I kept on telling you, I thought I knew it. Atletico was going to play Manchester City very, very, very tough.
And they did, Simeone, dude. You're right.
It's one of the best coaches when it comes to European games like this. And Man City is by far and away one of the best teams in the world, might be ranked number one in the world. And Diego Simeone got those guys ready to 1-0
is actually Man City. That's actually a win for them, right? 1-0?
To keep it that, I mean, you go back into Madrid right now. You just need a goal to tie this thing.
And then what?
And you're back in it.
And then what happens?
Atletico can take this, dude.
So if they say Atletico wins 2-0 next game, then what happens? They advance, or how's that
it's
work?
Over. It's over. Yeah. Okay. They took away the away goals. Goal is no longer in existence in Champions League.
So if they win 1-0, then what happens?
If they win 1-0, they go 30 minutes extra time, then they go to penalty kicks. Oh, still tied after that. The thing. Atletico just needs one goal at home, and this thing's a whole brand new ball game.
Damn, bro.
That's why that goal by De Bruyne, if this game had ended 0-0,
and then going back to
it was going to happen.
Yep. Going back to Madrid. Okay. And then the other one, obviously, Liverpool's a wagon. I mean, those guys are.
Yeah, Liverpool, I mean, they just got too much firepower. Poor little Benfica. And I love Benfica. Too little small team out of Portugal. They can't hang.
They're not gonna be there. Where was that? That was in Portugal?
That was in Portugal.
Okay, so now they're going back to
back to Liverpool. I think that one is all with a bow on it. That's all wrapped up.
Who do we got tomorrow, dude?
I think Bayern goes into Villarreal, Spain, and I think they handle business. I like Bayern to score at least two goals in that. I don't know if Villarreal can score against Bayern. I could see that game being 2-1 Bayern, maybe 3-1 Bayern.
Okay.
But the big one, I think the best matchup, I think, is the Real Madrid-Chelsea. Real Madrid can just look like absolute trash in the Liga sometimes. And then they just turn it on in Europe. There's a reason why they have so many Champions League titles.
Who's home tomorrow?
It's in London. London.
Is Benzema going to score tomorrow, dude, or what?
Champions League is so hard to repeat.
Yeah.
I don't see Chelsea being able to.
So you think Real is going to advance on this one?
I think they advance. I think tomorrow's game's a little tricky. I think Real closes it out when they go back to Madrid in 2 weeks' time.
All right.
Man, tomorrow's game could be a tough one. It could be maybe a 1-0 Chelsea win. It could be a 0-0. It could be a 1-1. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Real ultimately gets it done in Madrid on the second leg. I think Bayern, they go through. I think Liverpool goes through. And I think the other one, dude, watch out for Atletico Madrid, dude. They can come back.
I watched most of that game because I was doing a little like anytime score bets and all that. And Atletico Madrid, dude, they were right there the whole time.
It's a great coach, dude. Yeah, he's. I think he's a way better coach than what's his face at Man City, Diego Simeone.
Yeah.
What the fuck's his name at Man City?
I know you're talking. Yeah. Pep. His name. Oh yeah, yeah. There you go.
Pep.
Yep. We'll see. Yeah, Champions League, dude. There's so many great sports on it now, dude. And I think we're only 150 days away from football too.
It's only 150. I'll be here tomorrow.
Or something like that.
We got to wait for when's the schedule drop? That's what I want. When's the schedule drop?
We'll do a live watch party behind the schedule.
I want to see when the schedule drops so we can plan that Monday night Las Vegas Raiders game.
Yes. Yes, 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 dude. Any other headlines we're missing? I think we covered it all.
Huh? I think we got it all.
Just have a great Dodgers season. Lakers, I guess, coming to an end. We'll see what happens. Kings, pucks on net, and go Tiger. But we gave you the other three guys. Well, hopefully we win our other bets, but go Tiger, right? He'll make the cut for sure. Lock that in now. I bet you by Thursday it's going to be like minus 150 to make the cut, huh?
Yeah, he's got to make the cut. I think he makes the cut. So I'm surprised it's actually.
So, dude, so Spurs are going to win. They're up 15 with 3 minutes. Okay, so if Lakers lose tonight, it's.
Lakers figure it out. Actually, you know what, dude? Lakers, I know, do at this point, do whatever you want to do, Lakers.
Because we also said if they make the playoffs, they're gonna, you think all of a sudden they're going to make a second gear and win in the playoffs? No way, dude.
No.
Can't even beat the Thunder.
No, the season's done, dude. They might lose out. They need to win out just to get in. They might lose out.
They might lose out at this point. Because if they lose tonight, obviously LeBron's not going to play the rest of the. Why would AD get play the rest of the year?
No, you got to bench. You got to
sit down. What Chick Kern say? It's in the refrigerator. It's over. It's
Jalen's in the fridge.
Oh, and props to Dodgers announcer Joe Davis. He's going to be calling World Series now, bro.
That's awesome. I saw that. That's big.
He's taking over Joe Buck. Good for him.
Get Buck out of there.
You love Buck.
Joe Buck yourself, dude. No way. I guess such a
Homer?
So biased.
Is he a Homer?
He's such biased, a right? Homeless buyer, dude.
Oh man. All right, bro. We'll be back. I guess we'll be back next week. We'll recap Dodgers. We'll recap the Masters. We'll recap Dodgers first weekend. Hopefully a sweep. Mm-hmm. You'll be on a freaking cruise living it up.
I'll be back. I'll be back in time. We'll hit it.
We'll talk, man.
All right, bro.
Kings. Go Kings, go.
Pucks on net.
Yes, sir.